I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word. Before we begin our cantata, let us pray. O God, sometimes words alone cannot adequately express our love for You. Thank You for the gift of music. On this Cantata Sunday, we are grateful for our choir and our choir director and many other musical expressions of our faith. From our singing each Sunday to this morning's cantata, music has helped us to smile and sing Your praises throughout the year, and we are grateful. Thank You for the privilege of being Your church in this particular place. It has been a wonderful year to be Your church in spite of the pandemic. Oh God, thank You for those times when out of the blue we are reminded of a melody that we heard in church and it inspires us throughout the year. Thank You for the gift of music. We pray for those who may find it difficult to sing today because of uncertainty, loneliness, worry, grief, pain, or sickness. Remind us there is always a song, always a lyric, always a tune that can speak to our hearts in any given moment. Even songs from heavy hearts. We especially pray for the people of the world who are crippled by the pandemic. Bless the medical workers and leaders of these COVID homes and places where they are trying to fill so many beds that they don't even have a hospital to put them in, but tents. Be with the countries who are crippled and hurting from the pandemic. This is a difficult time. We offer to You our song of lament for the brokenness and pain we see throughout Your creation. Hear the songs of Your people today, whatever songs You may be calling us to sing, songs of peace, songs of healing, songs of justice, songs of hope, and songs of praise. For those of us who can't sing harmony, or who even feel self-conscious when singing, thank You for the Bible verse that says, a joyful noise is pleasing to You as well. Thank You for being with us. Forgive us of our sins and fill us with Your Holy Spirit, for we ask these things in the name of Your Son. Amen.
Say a word, and that word is Noel. Merry Christmas. Come and see what God has done. That's what this cantata says, and we've enjoyed it so much. So we'd like to share it with you now. Come and see what God has done.
And Lord, help us to remember the words and sing it out.
Thank you.
Jesus was indeed born the King of Israel in Bethlehem of Judea long ago. But he wasn't born just for that time or for that place. He was the King of Kings for all time, for all people, for all eternity. In today's world, the idea of a king, of an absolute monarch, is almost impossible to imagine. We are a people who want to self-govern, to be independent of all rulers. We resist the idea of submitting to any one leader. But this king, this Jesus, was sent from heaven. He was God's son. He would be the ultimate, the perfect sovereign, the only one to whom we can completely trust our lives. God's people had waited for a long time for an earthly king to reign over them, one who would lead them, one who would love them, one who would deliver them. And then, when the time was right, God sent an angel to a young girl. He told her, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. He will reign forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary was quite confused. She was a virgin and not of royal birth, but just a peasant girl. But the angel convinced her she had been chosen for this marvelous miracle, that she was the one who would give birth to this king, the Savior of the world. And this was really good news. The eternal king was born. They wanted to announce his birth to the whole world. However, the father had another plan. He chose the lowest of the low, a group of homeless men, shepherds living out in the fields, to be the first to receive the word. And they would be the first to be granted an audience with the newborn king. But they found the king's palace was a stable. His cradle was a feeding trough. Nothing regal, nothing majestic, nothing kingly about him or his surroundings. How could this be? How could someone so humble, so ordinary, rule over all people for all time? Even the angels did not know how this would be, but they bowed to the Father anyway, knowing he was in control. Their response was total praise.
Thank you.
Come and see what God has done. That's what the Magi from the Far East were doing when they traveled for many months following a star that led them to Bethlehem. They were looking for the King, a heavenly King born in human flesh. And when they finally saw him, they knew their journey had not been in vain. Their immediate response was to fall on their knees. The King was born, He lived and died and rose again and then ascended back into heaven. He is here now in spirit. His eternal kingdom is among us. It is Jesus who rules in the hearts of those who will allow him in. Those who are accepted into the kingdom must enter as little children, humble and surrendered and needy. Come and see what God has done. Come and let the peace of Christ rule your heart and know the joy of his everlasting love.
My days are filled with laughter, my heart has known your peace. I traveled far, still there is far to go. As in my heart there is a longing to look upon your face. Where you are is where I want to be. You are the way,
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.